I've answered this question a few times, but the leader of the opposition continues to ask it because he refuses to go outside and see what is actually happening in Canada. Forest fires are raging. It's the worst year on record for forest fires already, but the fact is they are going to get worse in the coming years because climate change is real. And for the leader of the opposition to consider that the forest fires that are taking people from their communities and destroying their homes are a mere distraction and not top of mind for people from coast to coast to coast is shameful. But the fact of the matter is he doesn't have anything to say about that because he refuses to put forward any real plan to fight against climate change, and he does nothing but fight against our plan to fight climate change. If he has a better plan, let him say it, because we've been waiting a long time for it. But he has no plan to fight climate change. He still questions whether it exists while Canada is burning.
If you are afraid of gays, you're homophobe. If you're afraid of climate change, what are you? Justin Trudeau.
You know, champ, a wise man once said, you should never believe a thing simply because you want to believe it. And the propaganda machine is just running over people. This is why they get to where they want to believe it, because they have very little faith in themselves or being able to find a good choice or decision for themselves. So they just want to be told what to believe. And here you see it playing out in real time, the politics at Parliament Hill, and also to use the mainstream Muppet media just to keep putting it out there, keep running over you with their BS.
Well, the issue is, you hit it right on the money, Glenn. It's all emotional nowadays. There's no logic. It's all fear-based, and it's all reactive. And that's like, if you want to go back in time and go in the days of MK Ultra development and how they, even like not going so far, you know, look at COVID, how they scared everybody into wearing masks and staying home because they were showing you a couple of videos of Chinese people falling over and dying on the spot. And they were showing you those horrific images from emergency rooms and all those TikTok videos of people suffocating on ventilators and all that stuff. Right. And people bought into it and they start running around, lining up, washing hands, washing fruit, putting masks on and all this other stuff, and acting emotionally. Like, well, who acts emotionally?
Usually it's the feminine nature who make their decisions. They react emotionally by fear. Men now, we see it all the time. So-called the traditional man here. They're reacting through fear also when they should be responding through logic. And we see it playing real time. And we said it on the show a long time ago. How do you weaken a nation? You target the men first. And now this is the result of the men allowing themselves to be weakened. And it's playing out in real time once again.
But thanks to things like UFC, and, you know, I actually always say, man, you should learn how to fight to defend yourself and your family and your community, right? Well, not to fight like street brawling, but learn some kind of martial arts, boxing, something not to be afraid.
No, you learn how to take care of yourself. You know, the flower children want you to believe that the world is all, lovely and no, you shouldn't do this. But, you know, rough things happen sometimes. People, maybe they're on medications or street drugs and everything. You have to learn, as a man, you have to learn how to take care of yourself. And the better you are doing that, the better you are going to be taking care of your lady and your family.
Well, brothers and sisters, the reason why we have the show, we actually did this in June, and I don't want to beat that horse again, but we did two episodes. I'm going to put a link underneath where we already showed you at the time there was an arson already. We already caught people, not us, but other people. And it was on the mainstream. There was a 19-year-old fireman that was caught with arson in Alberta. I remember there was this a lesser fireman. Remember they had like LGBTQ thing going on with feminists? They're like, oh, we can handle it too. And the Banff, and they almost burned the Banff, Glenn. Yeah. They did that thing. And that was back in the day. And then they also caught a man in June accused at the time with the arson. And now he's convicted with arson. And the man in Nova Scotia is also convicted in arson. But we'll get to that story in a minute.
And they found a guy in New Brunswick, too. So they found everybody. Obviously, they're paid provocateurs. They're firebugs that are paid to do what they love to do, is create fires. And all these fires happened roughly around the same time across Canada. And it was all to push agenda. It came out at the time that we were going into the next level of the carbon tax, okay, for the environment, and this was to push it through and at the same time divert everybody's attention. So this was at the beginning of the summer, and so cold. We just had the warmest summer on record here in the world, in Canada, and at the same time, now we're hitting all types of records in Canada for the coldest winter.
Here's the response, though, Trudeau is getting in Canada, by the way. How do you feel about that, Glenn?
Well, it must have been tough because his son was apparently his son was at this fighting Ultimate Fighting Championships in Toronto.
What was he doing? That was not a Barbie movie.
Well, yeah, maybe he's seeing the writing on the wall. He says, "No thanks, Dad. No more showing up in pink for a photo ops at a Barbie movie. I'd rather go and watch how it's done in the ring, or men who can fight and." You know, they're not afraid to say it like it is. It's the same thing when Donald Trump, when he goes to watch the UFC in New York, and the whole crowd loves him. There's not one Biden supporter in the crowd, obviously. Or you may have one, but then they'll turtle.
We should disclaim it, though. They weren't just chanting, "Fuck Trudeau," for no reason. They had an agitator right in the crowd. Sean Strickland?
Sean Strickland, man. He tells it like it is.
Okay, let's watch this video. No.
Sean, Neil Davidson from the Canadian Press. Welcome to Canada.
Oh, congratulations. Yeah, fucking the Canadian Press, man. Were you a COVID bank account stealer, too? Were you on board with that?
No.
Are you left-wing or right-wing? Were you a Trudeau? We got one of the fucking commies with a press. We got to know where this man stands. Were you non-biased?
I think I'll ask the questions here.
Oh, look at that.
Doesn't take much to throw a guy off his game.
Yeah, I think I'll ask the questions here. No. Who the hell you think you are? You came here for me. You remember Andrew Tate did the same thing with BBC? Yeah. She came, she's like, no. You're not in charge of this conversation. You came here for me. I'm in charge of this conversation. Good for him.
You think she'll ask? Oh, we fucking know. Maybe I should just pass on this motherfucker. He's going to go back. He's going to go back and fucking give my bank account information to fucking Trudeau.
Well, it's probably a good bank account.
Yeah, it is.
I wish he swore a bit less, but, you know, it delivers the message. I mean, a lot of testosterone flying and all that stuff.
And he was just getting ready for this big fight. Like, he was the champion, the UFC. He lost the bout by such a slight margin. The owner of UFC had him as the winner, actually. So you can know, you can understand that obviously there's going to be another fight coming up between those two guys, another big moneymaker.
But the fight, the real fight, I believe, now that's going on in the world is man versus non-man, or the man or the other persons that are trying to destroy man. Because if you destroy the man, you can control the world, right? Righteous man, anyway.
So like the Alex Saz show versus the World Economic Forum.
Yeah, we don't have the same budget, but yeah, we can fight them in some way.
Got to start somewhere, big guy.
So there's another video of Strickland. We'll play it. It's 30 seconds.
It was something you wrote a couple of years ago. You said, if I had a gay son, I would think
Oh, look, another. I'm saying to you, the swamp, you guys, the swamp.
You become a champion, you become a star, and some would say.
Let me ask you something. Are you gay? Are you gay?
Can I get an answer?
Well, no, I'm asking. This is a part of. Are you a gay man?
I'm an ally of the community.
Okay. If you had a son and he was like, you know, you had a son, he was gay, you'd be like, oh, man, you don't want a grandkid?
No problem with it.
Oh, man. Well, dude, you're a weak fucking man, dude. You're like, you're part of the fucking problem. You elected Justin Trudeau. Like, would you fucking, when he sees the bank accounts, like, you're just fucking pathetic. And the fact that you have no fucking backbone and has he shut down your fucking country and seized bank accounts, you ask me some stupid shit like that, go fuck yourself. Move the fuck on, man.
Like that doesn't really
coward.
Answer the question, but I did want to ask also things you said about the trans community. You said this past October when they announced the Bud Light sponsorship that you'd go so hard on Bud Light in your next fight, they'll have to accept me or denounce me when they know what they stand for.
This Canadian's not that Canadian.
Are you still going to use your fight time to kind of speak on that?
Here's the thing about Bud Light.
Uh-oh.
Here's the thing about Bud Light. 10 years ago, to be trans was a mental fucking illness. And now all of a sudden, people like you have fucking weaseled your way into the world. You are an infection. You are the definition of weakness. Everything that is wrong with the world is because of fucking you. And the best thing is the world's not buying it. The world's not buying your fucking bullshit you're fucking peddling. The world is not saying, you know what? You're right. Fucking chicks have dicks. The world's not saying that. World's saying, no, there are two genders. I don't want my kids being taught about, you know, who they could fuck in school. I don't want my kids being taught about, you know, their sexual preference. Like, dude, this guy is the fucking enemy. You want to look at the fucking enemy to our world? It's that motherfucker right there.
He's not wrong about the fact that the man has been, it's man's fault. I can't point the finger and say, oh, it's Justin Trudeau, it's World Economic Forum, it's Biden, it's Bill Clinton, it's whoever it is. No.
No.
Men accepted it.
Yep.
And men allowed it to propagate.
Yes, they become emasculated and then they allow other people to take control. A true masculine man, he focuses on running himself. He leads himself. That's it. That's all. No talking points on that. This guy is coming out and he's just exposing an emasculated man, if you want to call it that. And the only thing is, though, he is delivering the message a little bit rough.
Yeah, I don't like his.
Yeah, it's a little extreme. But hey, he's a UFC. That is extreme also. That's an extreme man, right?
He also, like, when you, okay, I'm going to bring up your favorite person, Peterson. I just heard him doing, what's his first name?
Jordan
Peterson, right? He's being emasculated by taking, what does he have to take, a sensitivity social media course?
Yeah, to keep his license in psychoanalyzing there in North America by the
Not on North America, Ontario, I think. It's Ontario only.
It's Ontario or part of Canada.
So give it up. You already live in U.S. I think he already lives in U.S. So he's working for Shapiro, right? But he did say something brilliant. Zebras, the black and white, right, in the savannah, that stands out right away. Like, it's not a camouflage. They're not hiding against the landscape with black and white stripes. As a matter of fact, that stand out. You can see it for miles. Like, this versus the predator, like a lion, who's like a yellowish-orange color, and it can blend in with the tall grass of the savannah, and they can pick on zebras. So when the scientists came to study zebras, and they're like, what's this is all about? Like, how those stripes came to be? Well, believe it or not, it has a lot to do with herd mentality and the way they get picked on by predators like lions. So the scientists themselves had a tough time identifying the zebra that they were studying. So they start marking the zebra with a mark, like a paint. And that's the zebras that were being picked off by the predators. So if you stand out of the herd, you're officially putting a mark on yourself. So Glenn, you're walking around with a mark on your back, your chest, your face, your front, whatever. It doesn't matter. So am I. So everybody else who goes and stands out against the herd. So if you intentionally or consciously making that choice, you stand out. And the rest of the zebras, black and white stripes, they're walking around in that herd mentality. Are you going to be a herd mentality or are you going to be the lion, the predator?
No, you have to be the predator. You know, you said JP, Jordan Peterson, hell of a man. Fantastic the way he talks. The only thing, we said it on the show before, can you stop crying, please? Can you just stop that? Keep doing everything else that you're doing. You know, you expose things in the academics. It's really great. Just stop crying, you know, and start living. Be the man that the potential that you could be. Never mind the crying. Save that. Go home to your wife. Let her lose respect for you if you're crying in front of her all the time. But the rest of the world, the men who need a little bit of guidance right now, they don't want to see that.
Glenn, this has been a great show because, I mean, we started with the climate change and I wanted to show more. Actually, we're going to make a little different video about this. We'll make a short one with Trudeau screaming, what is that expression? The wolf, screaming wolf, right? Wolf is climate change. And But we always come back to one subject. And I think that's the format of our show. Every time we bring up a social issue, a political issue, or anything else, it circles back to the fact that men allowed to do it in the first place, right? If there were more real men in the world, we would stand up for ourselves, for our rights, for our freedoms, for our families, for our way of life. But we choose to be zebras because it's so scary to stand out. Because the moment you put a mark on yourself, and it's scary because they're going to come after you. They're going to single you out, and they're going to put you on the spot, and they're going to try to knock you off the rock.
Well, if you want to emulate, as a human being, you want to emulate another type of animal, why would you want to imitate a zebra for? Why wouldn't you want to imitate the lion?
You don't want to imitate the zebra, but they put you in the position of the zebra. It's like, oh, just stay content. Go get your water at the stream. Maybe.
Again, they allow themselves to be put in that position because you still have under the creator the freedom of choice. You're choosing. The average person is choosing what is the easiest, not what's right or what's wrong. No, they choose what's easy. I want to blend in. I just want to be comfy. This is the problem. Your purpose on life is not to continuously search for creature comforts. Okay, it's to search for your very own raison d'être, your reason to be, the reason why you were put here, and what you can give back to society. Hopefully that you will leave the world a better place when you leave than when you came in. That is every person's goal and responsibility on the planet. Newsflash.
Also, right, Glenn, man is a leader in many ways. Maybe not every man is a leader in all ways, but in some ways he's a leader in his family, in his community. And he's good at something and he leads his way. That means being a leader, meaning being ahead of a herd. So if you look left or you look right, there's nobody. There's people behind you. So by definition, you will be alone in this position. It's a lonely, scary place sometimes, but real men not scared. No. Real men reacts to danger, but does not react emotionally to fear.
They respond to danger. There's they don't. Yes, you said it. You nailed it right there, big guy. They don't react to fear. That's the difference between fear and danger. Fear is a perception of what is danger. Actual real danger, that's what danger is. So the media is magnificent, really, how they study human behavior to be able to get what their goal is with the society by continuously programming them to be the effect of their fears. And, you know, we're talking about Trudeau. He was, the fires and the global warming and the carbon and all the problems. Yet in Canada right now, during the cold winter, we have the most amount of homeless people ever. People living in a homeless tent, the homeless encampments, you know, little tents. And one of these encampments burnt down last week and killed the people in that area. Why? The poor lad inside that tent was trying to stay warm by burning a candle. And wow. Something happened and the whole thing just went up.
It caught up his tent or something.
You don't see the prime minister saying anything about that. No. Just keep pushing your World Economic Forum climate change agenda is to tax the nations, the wealthier nations, to give it to the poorer nations. So to bring us down, to bring them up a little bit. So you have a 1% of the population controlling 99%. That is their agenda.
Also, like, there's an article, right, Trudeau pressuring the World Health Organization into including climate change and pandemic treaty. He talked about it, and van der Leyen talked about it, how we learned so much from the COVID lockdowns and all that stuff. We can implement that into climate change. We played those videos many times on our show, right? A neighbors of the South presenting the solution. I know that's not a solution. It's pretty comical. So let's watch this quick video with Tucker Carlson.
Thank you for your call. You have reached the media line. For all urgent requests, please send your request by email. Merci pour votre appel. Vous avez atteint la ligne médiatique. Merci beaucoup.
Yes, hi. I couldn't understand the French part, but it's Tucker Carlson calling from the United States. And I'd be grateful if you pass a message on to the Prime Minister, Justin Trudeau. We are coming to liberate Canada. We are coming to liberate Canada. And we'll be there soon. Merci.
I mean, it's thank you, Tucker, for saving Canada from Justin Trudeau. But it's not your job. Whose job is it, Glenn?
It's Canadian men. Let's you unite together, boys. Say enough of this. We're going to be going through a hard time. Why is it always the government here in Canada, Trudeau's government, the Liberals, why is it that they have to wait till we have a real problem before they start acting on it? Why can't they be a little bit more pro-reactive?
Well, be prepared, brothers and sisters. To be prepared, you need to be disciplined. Disciplined in all ways. You need to be aware of what's going on. You need to be prepared physically. You need to be prepared mentally and spiritually. And you need to have your stronghold, which is your family, which is your household. If each one of us does that for one of our, for all of our households individually, then we come together, we are the force to be reckoned with. And I'm telling you, the only way you can build that is on traditional values. Modern men are part of the herd mentality. They submit to the next popular thing. They put the flags on their Facebooks or whatever social medias they're on. They follow and regurgitate the climate change agenda or 2030 or 2035 or 2050 World Economic Forum leads, which we follow here so good in Quebec, Montreal. But the real men follow God. And it's a good way to finish the show. We'll see you on the next one. Glenn, we make a community worse for everyone.